It is almost autumn equinox. And the tree of this moment in the wheel of the year, most associated with the autumn equinox, is the elder tree. I'm sitting in a clump of elder trees out in the forest, and it's late in the evening, recording this meditation for you. Her dark, rich, juicy berries symbolize nature's abundant fruits at autumn equinox. It's a time when we gather in and store away what we've manifested this year. Elder tells me to notice the transitions in my life that are rather like the changing seasons. And there's a poetry in the sweet ripening of nature in autumn and the heady sweet scent in the cooler air. A time to see what has grown inside this year. What lessons have been learned? What teaching is going on? Asking myself, how am I growing? Looking at an elder tree, particularly at this time of year, is to see the beautiful entanglement of the elder's mesh of entwined branches. I wonder what patterns are forming in these branches and inside the tree. So many dense connections going on. Elder is amongst the most ancient trees of this land. Evidence has been found that elder goes back 1.5 million years, making it one of the oldest trees to ever be found in this land. It is old and wise, and yet every year returns vibrant with an irresistible life force. It teaches us many things. Perhaps for me, the most important one at this moment is that life is all about change. And the best thing to do is embrace it. Go with it. Relish the flow of life and all around in the natural world. Elder is a tree which symbolizes endless regeneration. She offers us protection, as she does to her micro-ecosystem of birds and insects that she feeds and live inside the clumps of elders that you find all over the place. I noticed this year that elder was one of the first trees to produce green leaves, as there's one in my back garden. And I've also noticed it's one of the first to turn in the autumn into the golden colour that we love so much at this time of the year. This wise woman of the forest helps us to let go of our reliance on our survival instinct and to find acceptance in our mortality. In mythology, it is known as a tree that connects us to our mortality, that sees us through into the realm beyond this life. She helps us to grieve for loved ones that we've lost, and to see grieving as an act of love. Back in spring, when the elderflowers arrived, I noticed they have five petals, like so many of the magical trees. And elder is the tree at this time of year associated with the crone goddess Hecate, keeper of the mysteries. And in this way, elder reminds me that life is an eternal mystery. Perhaps it personifies the cycle of life as well, where life is split into birth and living, death and rebirth, which we are all existing through. As I sit here late in the evening, there is a very real sense of the nature spirits that are present in this tree and around this part of the forest. And it's a tree very much associated with nature spirits. The spirit of elder is really one of life and life force and regeneration. There's also transformation that goes on very readily in the way the elder tree goes through the year. And this transformation property is seen in its ability to dye clothes black from an essence in its bark, or green from its leaves, or in fact blue from its flowers. Elder reveals to us forgiveness and redemption. And it's also good when we feel the fire of anger. It reminds us to cool down and move easily from one phase of life to another, and to remember the guidance of our ancestors. It's said that if you sit under an elder tree, like I'm doing right now, you might hear a song or a poem or a rhythm or a rhyme. So it's quite a magical and musical tree in that respect. And during this meditation, some of these things may come forward. So if you can settle down beneath an elder tree or near to one, or if you're lucky enough to have one in your garden to look at, then please do. But if not, then just bring the elder tree into your mind's eye and follow this period of silence while you meditate. And let it help you deepen your presence with the elder tree. So there's going to be a 10-minute period where you'll hear the sounds of nature and also the sounds of mankind going on as well. And at the end of that 10 minutes, I will chime my gong. And that will signify the end of the meditation period. Of course, you're welcome to also pause at any time and lengthen the time that you meditate with the elder, particularly if you are out in the forest. So settle down. And let's begin our 10-minute meditation. Well, thank you for meditating with me and the elder tree. I recommend that you collect its berries by asking the tree to give you some for your own ceremony in your back garden or your forest. Maybe make a little altar space to recognize autumn equinox as a time of transition from one season to another. Autumn's a wonderful season and there's lots to enjoy. And getting closer to the elder tree can really help you make that transition smoothly and with grace. Go well, and I look forward to seeing you again back here for another tree meditation very soon. Thank you.